Fantastic Mr. Fox, Chapter 9. Mr. Fox has a plan. For 3 days and three nights, this waiting game went on.
How long can a fox go without food or water?
Bogus asked on the third day.
Not much longer now, Bean told him. He'll make a run for it soon. He'll have to.
Bean was right. Down in the tunnel, the foxes were slowly but surely starving to death.
If only we could have just a tiny sip of water, said one of the small foxes. Oh, Dad, can't you do something? Couldn't we make a dash for it, Dad? We'd have a little bit of a chance, wouldn't we?
No chance at all, snapped Mrs. Fox. I refuse to let you go up there and face those guns. I'd sooner you stay down here and die in peace.
Mr. Fox had not spoken for a long time. He had been sitting quite still, his eyes closed, not even hearing what the others were saying. Mrs. Fox knew that he was trying desperately to think of a way out. And now, as she looked at him, she saw him stir himself and get slowly to his feet. He looked back at his wife. There was a little spark of excitement dancing in his eyes.
What is it, darling?
Said Mrs. Fox quickly.
I've just had a bit of an idea, Mr. Fox said carefully.
What? They cried. Oh, Dad, what is it?
Come on, said Mrs. Fox. Tell us quickly.
Well, said Mr. Fox, and then he stopped and sighed and sadly shook his head. He sat down again. It's no good, he said. It won't work after all.
Why not, Dad?
Because it means more digging, and we aren't any of us strong enough for that after 3 days and three nights without food.
Yes, we are, Dad,
cried the small foxes, jumping up and running to their father.
We can do it. You see if we can't. So can you.
Mr. Fox looked at the four small foxes, and he smiled. What fine children I have, he thought. They are starving to death, and they haven't had a drink in 3 days, but they are still undefeated. I must not let them down.
I suppose we could give it a try, he said.
Let's go, Dad. Tell us what you want us to do.
Slowly, Mrs. Fox got to her feet. She was suffering more than any of them from the lack of food and water. She was very weak.
I am so sorry, she said, but I don't think I'm going to be much help.
You stay right there where you are, my darling, said Mr. Fox. We can handle this by ourselves.